This is Dan Doolin. I'm dictating a psychological evaluation for Mount Children's Health Center. You guys email these to me, which I really, really appreciate. And thank you so very, very much. The young person's name is Quillen Kaufman. Quillen is spelled Q-U-I-L-L-E-N. Kaufman is spelled K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N. Date of birth is 7/1/2016. Date seen is January 9th, 2026. Chronological age is 9 years, 6 months. Quillen is in 4th grade. He attends Jack P. Haas, H-A-A-S Elementary. The referral source was Megan Sherman. Pardon me. Let me just see if she's getting special letters after her name. Nope, we're just going to leave it just like that. Nurse practitioner, maybe. Megan Sherman, nurse practitioner. His chart number is 39-38-53. Oh, gosh. Sorry, my bad. Reason for referral. Quillen was first seen earlier this school year at the school-based clinic associated with the Genesee Elementary Schools, staffed by Mott Children's Health Center. And Ms. Sherman was requested to consider treating with medications for ADHD, but was concerned that possibly given the early adversity and disruption in caregiving, among other signals, felt it was important for me to rule out post-traumatic stress disorder and to look at the bigger picture and to rule on the evidence in support of the potential of ADHD. This is a slightly different arrangement than usual, and so I had a little less information than is typically provided, having him come through the school clinic. I worked, for instance, there is some lacking history below, but what we do know is that Quillen and his siblings live with their grandmother and is no longer in the care of his biological parents, with rare contact with mom and possibly little to no contact with dad. Relative to other information, Quillen has a brother who is similar in style and manner to the grandparent, who has been diagnosed with ADHD, and is part of why the grandparent feels strongly that the child likely has ADHD. Tester instruments include the structured interview for the diagnostic assessment of children, the Connors for short parent and teacher forms, the child behavior checklist. A review of a psychological evaluation from the school that includes IQ and ability and achievement scores. Here I administered the, just as a list, Connors Continuous Performance Test 3, Milan Pre-Adolescent Clinical Inventory, Beck self-concept and some inventory, And I had the parent, the comprehensive executive functioning inventory parent version. Summary of relevant history. It's important to say that this history is a little truncated. I was under the impression that Quillen had a case going at the clinic, but I had misunderstood. Therefore, there isn't much of a record with which to review his past. But what is known is that he does not... So what is reported here, pardon me, was gathered via the structured interview for the diagnostic assessment of children. For which both Quillen and his grandmother, Lori Tambling, his caregiver, how does she spell that? Pardon me. Let me find the spelling of that for you. Tambling. For which they were both present. His grandmother began by saying it has been much better. However, she indicates that she feels strongly that he has ADHD, that she acts just like a brother who resisted work and rushed in work, and she sees much of the same qualities in Quillen. It may be that he's benefited from having a male teacher this year, where he can have behavior challenges both at home and at school. In terms of additional information, it was reported that Quillen has some atrophy in his right eye that he receives vision therapy for. Part of the treatment includes a recommendation about wearing a patch that he doesn't prefer to do, but he might be able to do if he breaks up the amount of time he's required to wear it. As a note, this could improve if by any chance we get a response to a treatment for ADHD where the patch could be more of a distraction. Additionally, I'm not sure that his grandmother felt that the teaming therapy provides much benefit, but she continues to seek all the supports that she can. And she stated here, she has in other places, that she's afraid of Quillen falling through the cracks. New paragraph, as I began to ask questions about mood, Quillen himself stated, "I'm depressed," in quotes. Grandmother doesn't see him as depressed, but she does say he can be irritable and grumpy. Not likely all day, but for extended periods of time. I will share that throughout the evaluation, Quillen did make statements that rose concern for me relative to how he feels about himself and the impact of adversity on his mood, more so than, for instance, vigilance or fear for safety. Those things weren't expressed. It is reported that he sleeps well, but the grandmother added that they use melatonin during the week. He can have some kind of expansive behavior when angered. He might slam the door or hit himself. He might get that mad about one time a month. He does have interests that he enjoys, and he did show enjoyment here. He likes hunting. It's a family interest in art and science. Quillen has some pretty interesting intellectual interests, given that it is known that he can struggle in school. It's reported that generally does pretty good in school, except for possibly in the area of math, and so that will be, we'll use the teacher's remarks to better understand that. He loves to do crafts and do things that are hands-on, and so he can still show pleasure in activities. New paragraph. His grandmother describes him as always touching and pulling things out. He often rushes with work, to seem to miss what's said, difficulty with instructions, and difficulty organizing tasks. He can sometimes play with the same focus for an extended period of time. He doesn't often lose things, but he is easily distracted and considered forgetful. It's clear that he meets the criteria for inattention. There was support for impulsivity, and yet there were kind of equivocations relative to hyperactivity. Yet some of the classic signals like blurting out answers. Although his grandmother said he doesn't talk too much, there were periods of time in our evaluation where Quillen engaged in what I would call excessive speech or just talking without a break at times. Additionally, although there aren't other neurodevelopmental concerns beyond ADHD just on the outside of it, he is considered a picky eater. He loves fruits, beans, and pizza, and it's not unchanging. He has added new things, but there's certain foods that he just won't eat, including veggies, when he really wasn't that picky when he was younger, according to Grandma. He often talks about feeling bored and may be more likely to have trouble when he's feeling bored. However, Grandma did not support the presence of conduct disorder. It's expressed that he does have expressed worries about Mom, can be mad at Mom about how she's doing, and if he thinks she's not taking care of herself. Grandma has wondered if therapy is needed. It's important to say that I saw lots of evidence that if it could benefit him, it would be my recommendation that he do therapy. He makes a lot of negative statements about himself that I'm afraid could grow and worsen and become hardened and really take the form of a full-blown type of depression. While he can lose his temper, he does not often. He does sometimes argue with adults. This gave us opportunity to talk to briefly discuss that his mom called yesterday, and Quillen was really just kind of matter-of-fact with Mom and brief with her on the phone. New paragraph. There's no reported separation anxiety disorder, although we do know that Quillen worries about his mom, so there is some kind of anxiety relative to that, but not traditional classic separation anxiety. I do not see any generalization of any anxiety, although he can be nervous. He does have fears of the dark, which can be considered normal. New paragraph. There doesn't seem to be much support for psychotic symptomatology or obsessive compulsive disorder. However, it was reported that he may have wetting that needs to be reviewed again if indeed ADHD is treated. Often reported he can get distracted. He does have some unusual behavior. Sometimes he'll smell his hand, and he does this kind of repetitively, and he describes this as a decrease in stress. It's kind of a complex movement behavior, unusual coping method, and also described as another method for calming, looking at patterns in his fingerprints in his palms and hands. While these things are interesting, there was no observed clear markers for atypicality during our time together. They don't stand out for grandmother who didn't report them. But there are some odd and unusual behaviors. Of course, children who possibly have experienced neglect sometimes will develop unique behaviors because they're just lacking guidance and modeling, and may find their own ways to cope with stuff that's a little unusual and surprising. So, pardon me. Quillen used some mental health language that also, regardless of whatever intellectual scores we see, suggested some strength or awareness on his part, possibly some intellectual brightness, and that was pretty evident. New paragraph. The following is from the behavior rubric report from school. In terms of behavior, he was put between low mid and high mid. He sometimes needs corrective action to limit poor behavior, but can most often follow rules. He is considered to be at the borderline low for attention, with the indication being the student occasionally wanders physically or mentally. The student does have trouble staying on task, is the indication. Relative to conflict and opposition, sometimes the student does not get along well with peers. He can be defensive and argumentative. Now and again, he could refuse to follow directions. It was reported relative to grades and performance, specifically that he rushes. The student's work is inconsistent. Student does just enough to get by. The student could work harder and attain better grades. Not indicated relative to this level of endorsement was intentional effort to avoid work. Attitude was considered good. Focus on classwork is reported to be satisfactory, as well as contributions, which I could see. He seems to work well with others. Time management seems to be between good and satisfactory, a little better than we might expect for somebody who is signaling possible ADHD. Work is considered satisfactory, although as indicated as... Work is occasionally needs to be redone. It is reported that sometimes he provides illegible work. Relative to the class participation behavior, indicated was that the child can be unengaged, but not often disruptive. You'll see that that report, assumed to have been completed by his current teacher, exists in some contrast with the Connors form, although the teacher's form was a little bit more equivocating. New paragraph. The following information is gathered from psychological evaluation conducted by the school on November 18, 2025. Shortly after I began testing with Quillen, I tried to initiate IQ testing, at which point he recognized that he had had these test measures before, and again, because of the unusual referral quality, I had not realized that. Therefore, the results were requested from the school as the tests are not to be repeated. Quillen has had national achievement test scores that gather around the 20th percentile. Actually did a little better in math than reading. I do believe he accesses a special education through speech, but right now he's not indicated to have many troubles with that. There's some behavior observations. He appeared somewhat disorganized, and every now and then he needed repeated instructions. He was impulsive to responding to tasks, making careless errors at times. He engaged in conversation throughout the testing, which was similar to my experience. He was standing and pacing at times. He may have an underdeveloped grasp relative to penmanship. If I'm not mistaken, his grandmother said the school's working with him on that. New paragraph. The resulting scores indicated general positive performance both in verbal comprehension and visual spatial with well-clustered scores there. Fluid reasoning was pretty positive. All those scores were just above 100. However, working memory had a standard score of 76 at only the fifth percentile, with a fairly well clustering of the scores. And the processing speed was a little lower at a standard score of 89. Percentile rank of 23 with a full-scale score of 95 at the 37th percentile. That low working memory score does indicate the need to monitor for math development and reading comprehension. However, it could be a reflection of inattention where processing speed is also a relatively lower score. And this pattern is pretty consistent with somebody who may have adequate intelligence, but also may have ADHD. But because of that working memory score, we want to keep watching that he's developing relative to math and reading comprehension, and it may help us to understand why he struggles some in math, All right, in here, in parentheses, I need to go correct that math is his strongest suit. So somewhere I said something different than that. If we look at the achievement scores, generally reading comprehension gathers between around the 20th to 30th percentile, so in the lower half of the class, but still adequate. Math actually is the strong suit here, and maybe that's consistent. Here he's performing much closer to average. It's the one place where he performs at grade level. Where he's really underperforming is in spelling and written expression. And again, this may be harder by the difficulty with grasp, and I know the school's working with him. It's important to say that we know less about why children struggle with written expression. Oftentimes it has to do with just practice and familiarity and comfort. And so this could be an area of need. While schools are oftentimes more focused on reading and mathematics, one could be diagnosed with a learning disorder relative to written expression. I leave to the educational professionals that they would monitor for development of writing and supports and interventions that may assist along the way. Worth noting was that he had a very high vocabulary score, and that kind of fits with my experience of Quillen, that there was some interesting special abilities relative to his vocabulary, and it indicated intelligence to me. That score still was well within the average range, but it was his highest score. The verbal composite score. However, his vocabulary score was in that superior range. New paragraph. The following is a description of the child behavior checklist collected in November of 2025, I believe, when they were first beginning to get services through the school-based clinic. Indicated was getting along average in terms of with family members, but below average performance in school, concerns with focus, easily distracted, concerns with falling through the cracks, indication of AI issues, listing of kindness and humor as his strengths, I did find Quillen to be quite engaging and to show good humor. New paragraph following is a narrative description of the profile emerging from Lori Tambling's responses to the child behavior checklist. In terms of syndrome scales, the highest score at the highest possible level of borderline was attention problems. There was a borderline score related to somatic complaints and social problems and aggressive behavior. Generally, internalizing was not indicated, and externalizing was indicated as a concern. At that point, diagnostically, scales indicated primarily borderline level concern with somatic complaints, which can be expression of unhappiness or a way of avoiding school. However, it's also true that he has the eye problems, and that in and of itself may have been the endorsement enough to create that borderline elevation. So I'm not sure that this is a young person that often complains about how they feel. And also at the level of borderline level of clinical concern was the attention deficit hyperactivity problems, with difficulty concentrating, inattentive, talking too much, but grandma not seeing him as unable to sit still. New paragraph. The following is a narrative description of the profile emerging from Lori Tambling's completion of the Connors 4 short parent form. The confidence and validity scores up here strong. All of the content scales are elevated with an ADHD index that is very high. This is much more pronounced than what was presented by the teacher, but is in some ways supported by possibly a more conservative rating teacher. The parents' ratings of Quillen produced a probability score in the very high range, indicating a very high similarity with other 9-year-olds with ADHD. New paragraph. The following is a narrative description of the Connors 4 form as completed by the teacher. The teacher just provided the ratings and did not fill out any of the narrative remarks given the opportunity. Scores here are less pronounced, but there's slight elevation related to inattention and executive dysfunction. And higher average scores relative to hyperactivity, impulsivity, and emotional dysregulation, and taken together with slight elevation relative to schoolwork and elevation related to peer interactions. This creates an ADHD index that is high. So despite the fact that most of the associated scales, many of the associated scales were at high average, the teacher's rating of Quillen produced a probability score in the high range, indicating a high similarity, again, with 9-year-olds who have ADHD. Despite the clarity in the individual in scales. New paragraph. Behavior observations. Quillen and his grandmother seemed to relate fairly well, and he behaved in an acceptable manner while we first met and talked through the history. I saw that kind of brightness and ability to speak for himself. There's positive care between him and his grandmother. His grandmother is a pretty plain-speaking person who tells it like it is. May herself be a little impatient with this process where it has been a little bit drawn out to reach these conclusions. Nonetheless, they've done everything I've asked them to do. And I appreciate that. New paragraph. Very quickly, I recognize that Quillen has had IQ and achievement testing, and these tests cannot be repeated within such a small time frame. And so you see above that I have requested and been given IQ and achievement scores from the school's based psychological evaluation. And it's worth saying that those scores generally fit a kind of ADHD pattern. They raise concern with the need to observe math, and which seems to be strong, and reading comprehension, which seems to be okay. And really, the working memory weakness could be more of a sign relative to attention. Quillen was enjoyable to spend time with. He has a kind of a unique and interesting take on things, and generally behaved well in this ideal setting. New paragraph. The following notes were made while I offered the to support him through the Milan pre-adolescent clinical inventory. He made some important statements. He stated that he has graduated from speech at school. But I did see mild speech needs, and I do see and hope that they're working with OT on the pencil grasp. He shared often about his mom. That came up over and over again, and he said, however, the things that he shared were they included times of conflict, but not relative to safety. But he has seen his mom behave in a dysregulated way. He said, maybe I have something like my mom. Quote, when I get mad, I turn into a different person, and I think about suicide, end quote. Despite being in a positive mood here while exhibiting some excessive speech and being distracted. Maybe mild atypicality. He also stated, I don't feel like being social when I'm upset. However, he did tell me he has a lot of friends at school. Quillen tends to use mental health type language, and it had me wondering if that's really helpful to him versus, you know, for instance, if he's sad, thinking of it as depression rather than a sad feeling that he can manage or do something about. There are sensory issues indicated. He didn't jump out at me as atypical, but he has some sensory sensitivity, even to the extent of even synesthesia. Like if he's touching certain textures, he feels like he can taste them. This would suggest that the sensory stuff is pretty strong with him and something to be considered. That's not my area of expertise, but I can offer the parents some direction if in consultation we find there is some difficulty there. He does seem to have some consideration about the past. And I think that if we see an elevation in obsessions and compulsions, it has more to do with difficulty controlling thoughts about the past. However, I generally did not support the likelihood of the presence of PTSD. I used a direct measure to look at that, but I see a lot of concern just based on his sharing for depressed mood from based on adversity. He would self-correct if he didn't like his answer, and he responded to every item. Quillen talked excessively in a way that would not have been helpful during the Connors Continuous Performance Test 3 despite redirection. Observations would suggest he had difficulty with this task. When asked for his name to register for this test, he misspelled his last name. The test itself performs a timing, a self-diagnostic check of the accuracy of the timing and indicated that the current administration should be considered valid. New paragraph. On the Milan Pre-Adolescent Clinical Inventory, the emerging profile, he received an invalidity score of 0, a response negativity score of 24, at the 73rd percentile, supporting this emerging clinical inventory. New paragraph. Quillen and I completed the VEX-R together. This is a test in which we look at various forms of maltreatment, and Quillen is given an opportunity to say whether these things had happened to him. And he generally denied any exposure to physical violence generally from his parents. He did describe a time when his mom was very upset, possibly under the influence and not behaving correctly. And he kind of indicated awareness that his mom is really impacted by her anger, or it affects the way that she engages. And so, that being said, he did not endorse maltreatment and did not show the kinds of reactions that would raise concern. He did want to clarify during the VEX-R that we were talking about, this is adult treatment, not other children's treatment of him, where if bullying is present, it can have quite a negative impact and continue adversity. He did once to see an adult slap a young person without attributing, but he said that was a long time ago, and he's safe now. He has seen kids at school steal stuff. There's notes here that suggest a positive engagement created, but also signals relative to depressed mood. New paragraph. There were so many statements made that seemed to suggest low self-concept or impact from his past or some tendency towards depressed mood. And so I had Quillen complete the self-concept inventory of the Beck Youth Inventory 2nd Edition. He's more likely to deny sadness, but promotes that he often feels irritated, but that does not rule this out for me. And his response is here, support that Quillen needs to be built up and made to find his where he's strong and to work on building himself up and how he self-supports. On the very last item, he made a switch or a shift and said he's always happy to be him. That's great. But the rest of the item, but many of the other items raised concerns with how Quillen may feel. Based on these observations and the provision of the psychological evaluation results from school, I think we can make a call on the referral question of ADHD versus PTSD and add some information about developing mood as well. There's some mild atypicality, which was not further considered. There are not evident signs of need to maintain concern with atypicality, but has some sensory differences, which can be associated with ADHD or could stand alone. And it's possible that evaluating and providing treatment in that area could be part of what helps. Taken together, these results can provide a reliable and valid picture of Quillen-Kaufman's current functioning and, again, provide us answers to our referral question. New paragraph. Recall from the school's testing that there's this concern regarding reading development, that there's generally performing in the bottom half of the class, but also general brightness with processing difficulties that we might associate with ADHD. Recall that the overall there's matching high matching support for probability that Quillen's presents more like a child with ADHD. Although it is more clear in his grandmother's rating, it was present in the criteria endorsement. The following is a paragraph. The following is a narrative description of the emerging results from the Milan Adolescent Clinical Inventory. Recall that despite there being right above cutoff obsessive and compulsive scores, I think there is some concern with the past, but I do not see evidence for post-traumatic impacts. However, I do see great impact from adversity and his past, and I think that there is. You will see that there's an elevation relative to depressed mood that I think really needs to be dealt with in therapy and with continued monitoring that doesn't worsen. In terms of the current clinical pictures, most supported was ADHD with matching elevations in the ADD and disruptive behavior scale score. These indicate trouble possibly with brief emotional outbursts, but also strong support for ADHD combined type. Additionally, there was that just mild elevation related to obsessive compulsiveness, but I think that has more to do with trying to control memories of the past. And there's some support for depressed mood, which may often take the form of irritability. In terms of the emerging personality patterns, there's some element of inhibition, but his strongest scores, unfortunately, relate to the unruly and unstable personality patterns. This indicates a young person who's restless and impulsive with low frustration tolerance, poor anger management skills, and difficulty accepting limits. He'll need to be monitored for the developing rebellious attitude, where a need for immediate gratification or disregard for rules could lead him to veer off course. They may have less interest in schoolwork and withdraw from organized activities, and sometimes experience conflicts with their parents and other caregivers. The instability emerges from his exposure to adversity. And so I do not find for post-traumatic stress disorder, but I do see that he's been impacted by his experience of loss and change and disruption. And it's caused, which can cause a young person even more struggle as they, if they have, clinical challenges on top of emotional, familial, early and long adversity. From this, we take lots of support for ADHD and the need to observe and to also consider depressed mood. New paragraph. From the Connors Continuous Performance Test 3, relative to the normal sample, Quillen was less able to differentiate targets from non-targets, made more omission errors, made more commission errors, made more perseverative errors, responded faster, displayed less consistency in response speed, and displayed more variability in response speed. Overall, Quillen had a total of 7 atypical T-scores, which is associated with a very high likelihood of having a disorder characterized by attention deficit such as ADHD, with strong indications for both inattention and impulsivity. And again, consistent findings. New paragraph. Using the VEX-R, I did not identify support for a post-traumatic stress disorder, and while he has been exposed to highly stressful events, they have they are more likely to have affected his sense of stability more so than his and probably inform, for instance, some of what I see are seeds for possible developing depression, but generally denied intrusive thoughts around sense of danger and safety. New paragraph. As expected, the self-concept index of the Beck Youth Inventories was much, much lower than average, with a scaled score of 33. All right, thank you. I think that takes care of it. If you could email that to me, I appreciate it.